We just read the text that we would normally read before we take communion. And in this text, we find explained to us why we did what we did, why we take this meal to remember. Jesus told the disciples to eat the broken bread in remembrance of him, and he did the same thing with the cup. And he wanted them to remember the sacrifice that he made. And actually, that sacrifice was the basis of their forgiveness. And it was also the remembrance that their friendship would be with Jesus from that point on. And I want to take a look at the very last verse of that text. This verse 26. It says, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." As I read that verse throughout the week, it just kind of overwhelmed me. I love what those words are telling us. Until he comes. Those words should bring us tremendous joy and give us tremendous hope. It means that Jesus is going to come back again. Just like he came the very first time, he's going to come again. And what that means, it means that Jesus is going to make more to this life than the mere 70, 80 plus years that we get to live on this planet. That means there's something much more than the difficulties and the struggles and the trials that we have, that we've had to endure. Jesus is coming. And when he does, everything is going to be made right. Everything. And we'll be able to spend eternity in God's presence. And I don't know about you, but I think that requires a big amen from us as a church. Amen. Somebody told me they're going to put it up there. I'm not sure. Did it come up? Did it go up there? Okay. Amen. That is an amen. But that's then. That's then. What about today? What about tomorrow? What are we supposed to be doing between that time and then until he comes again? Now, we know, because we've talked a lot about it as a New Testament biblical church, we know that Jesus left us some very clear instructions that we are to be about the business of doing what? Making disciples. That's our task. We're to make disciples. We're to help people to understand how much God loves them and how much he desires to have a relationship with them. That's very, very clear. And as I was looking at this passage in 1 Corinthians, I noticed something that was very, very interesting. I want to reread 26 one more time. "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." So what happens when we eat the bread and we drink the cup? It says that we proclaim his death. We proclaim his death. Paul understood the Great Commission. Paul was not with the disciples at that point, but Jesus had appeared to him. He knew that that was our task. He knew that it was his task. He wanted to make sure that we knew that even in the celebration of the communion meal, we're letting people know about Jesus' death, which means we help people to understand what his death was for and how necessary it was for everyone's salvation. And if we don't do that, if we're not taking our responsibility seriously, there will be people who do not know who Jesus is. So the question pops into my mind is, how do we go about doing that? How do we go about doing that as an individual? How do we go about doing that as a church family? And I know I've said this before, but every time Jesus asks us to do something, he always tells us how or shows us how. And so something else jumped out at me. I was reading through 1 Corinthians. At the end of 1 Corinthians 11, there's another chapter. It's called what? 12, right? You follow along, and sometimes it just shows you what the plan was supposed to be. And if you turn to chapter 12, we find that God has put a plan into place that will help us to accomplish our task of being the church that we are supposed to be so that we can proclaim his death and we can help make disciples of all the nations. And what we find in chapter 12, if you look in the very beginning, we're not going to look at it today because our time is a little short. We find that God has given every believer a gift from the Holy Spirit. And he's given you a gift, not for your benefit. You give me a gift, let's say you bought me a red truck or something. That would be mine to use, right? The gift that the Holy Spirit gives you is not for you. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for you to use for the benefit of others. That's why he gives us, so that we can make disciples. That's pretty amazing. So then, not only does he give us a gift, he creates us all differently, puts us together as the body of Christ. And he uses this picture of the human body. And so there's a pinky, and there's a back, there's an ear, there's a nose, there's all those things. Every one of those things have to work together for a body to be healthy. And when they're doing that, A body that's healthy is an amazing thing. When it gets sick, it's not a good thing. And the same is true of the church. The same is true for the church. We have to be able to all work together with the gifts that God's given to us to accomplish the plans that He's given to us. Why am I saying all this? Well, I'll be honest. Because we need you here at PCC. Because God needs you to use your gifts. Because you need to be connected to the body that you identify as your church family. And we need you because we cannot be the church without you being a healthy member, connected and alive and using your gifts. And when we all do that, we're able to proclaim His death until He comes and make disciples of all the nations, starting right here in the Fabius Pompey area. And to be honest with you, that's what our whole ministry fair is about today. It's about a few things. It's one, it's letting you see all the things that we are accomplishing at the church. All the things that we do, and we're looking for places where you, maybe you're serving, and I am so proud of all the people that serve, but there might be a spot that you say, I've never tried this. There's some of you who might not be serving yet, and we want to show you all the different ways that you can serve. So our next part of our service, Lynn McLaren is going to come up. Lynn is in charge of the CSIE team, and she'll tell you a little bit more about that, but we want to just kind of let you know all the things that go on at PCC, and people are using it. So would you welcome Lynn this morning?
Thanks, Wendell. So one of the joys of my job is that I get to work with pretty much all the volunteers. On a weekly basis, I see all the work that it takes to make our church function the way it does. I put together some numbers for Sunday service. Take, for instance, a Sunday service every Sunday. I went through greeters, communion helpers, Sunday school teachers, nursery workers, AV, worship, volunteers, and I came up conservatively, because I've already realized I forgot a few, I forgot the counters, but I came up with it takes about 50 people to put Sunday service together as we know it. Then I thought about during the week, all the people that I see during the week. We have missions committee, we have finance committee, we have elders that meet, we have the board that meets, our CSI group, we meet regularly, personnel committee, so many people. So in a given week, when we leave here on a Sunday and coming the following Sunday, there's probably 50 to 60 people that are putting in efforts. A lot of work. It's a lot of work. And even as I stand up here right now, I look out and I know I've missed, I have Kim Smith and Julie that help with the publications. Kathy Beardsley helps me with the website. Just yesterday, I saw Chuck and Paula working on the grill. It's just like I always see that's what they do, and it just is a tremendous blessing. I feel great joy. I love my job. Great joy in seeing all that, and I just wanted to share that with you guys. We have a tremendous volunteer base already here at PCC. It's part of being someone that calls PCC home. Is that we just don't come here on Sunday and sit in the pew and listen to a message. We're completely involved. And I believe that God uses that to bless not only each other, but also our community. And ultimately, that's our desire, is just to keep growing with each other. And now let me put a little caveat out there. It's not easy. I'm just telling you a little bit about the knee, but I think I really need to tell you, too, you're probably going to get a lot of resistance when you think, oh, let me try to get up to church, you know, an extra night. It's not going to be easy. It's going to be really hard. And then even working together, as Wendell's already hit, we're going to ruffle each other's feathers. But it's all intended. It's all in God's purposes. That's what He wants. And it makes us more into the people that He wants us to be. And as we become more that, then we become greater light and we become greater salt. And people are just really attracted to us. So please, please consider, as we continue through the service, going to the ministry fair.
Thank you, Lynn. You can have it.
Thank you.
Changing things a little bit from the AV team, so you'll know what I'm doing here. We have a little quick interview that we're going to do to show you a family. Mike, Michelle, you can come on up at this point, the Heberts. A little quick interview asking them about their involvement as volunteers. And then Lynn's going to come up and give us some instructions, and we're going to end the service early so that you can go out and take a look at all the tables. So would you welcome the Heberts this morning? You want to be up here? Is that good? Hi, guys.
Hello.
Of course, this brings great joy to stand in front of a lot of people, so please pray for their strength. How long have you guys been coming now? Nice and close, put it right up here so we can hear you.
Yeah, so we started coming to PCC in January of 2015.
Yes. And I know that part of your coming here was through tragedy, the loss of your grandson, and God brought you here, and I just remember you said many times you've just felt very loved and comforted in the body of Christ here, and we're really glad that you made that choice. Somewhere along the way, you just said, we need to do more than sit here. What was it inside you that made you feel like you needed to do something more than just come on Sundays?
So I think Michelle and I both discussed this, and one of the things is prayers do work, and your prayers, our prayers, the prayers through this church, which were orchestrated through God, through our Savior, worked for us. And we are just so thankful. And it's just one little way of us giving back to everybody for what they have done for us.
So you felt like this is time now for you to engage and to give back. What has it meant to you to be involved as a volunteer? I mean, how many of you drink coffee at PCC after service? Thank them. Thank them. Because they're responsible. They oversee all that. So what difference has it made for you, Michelle?
It's made a huge difference. It's given us the opportunity to meet a lot more people and be more involved, and just made us feel more welcome and included and part of the whole church.
I didn't write that, but that's exactly the answer I wanted to hear. So I'm assuming that people who are not serving now would find that to be true as well.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes, and it doesn't... you think that it's a lot of your time, but it's not. You find the time, and it all fits in, and it works, and it's awesome. It's been good.
Yeah, we have a lot of great volunteers
yes,
and assistants.
We do.
We have people that donate coffee. We have people that help every week. So we do appreciate that, and we are looking for more always.
Meet them at the table. You'll find it over there. The coffee is at the far end, but Lynn will be telling you about that. Can we? I told him it was going to be short. Can we thank them for coming up? All right. Well, Lynn is going to come and give us some instructions on what we're supposed to do, and she will close us in prayer and dismiss us.
Yeah. Okay. Well, right now I'd like to dismiss all the ministry leaders if they want to head back, and so they have a chance to get to their tables and. This is going to just be real quick. What we'd like you to do when we dismiss you is to head right to the gym. Any children that are in Woodland Room or nursery, please keep them there. We're going to try to keep the kids there for the normal amount of time so that you can look through the different ministries. We strategically did put the coffee and the goodies at the very far end of the gym. So, but please help yourself, and please take time to look at all the different tables. Just as a note, there's 26 ministries represented out there, but that doesn't encompass all the ministries that we have. Like it's already been said, we have a tremendous, tremendous volunteer base. We're very, very blessed. It's a blessing to be involved. So, first time, give it a try. Okay? All right, let's close in prayer. Lord Jesus, we do thank you for your presence here with us. Thank you for this church. Thank you that you've entrusted to us to share the gospel in this community. And Lord, we desire more of you, and we do desire to be people, Lord, that are looked at as different, that people will ask why we're different, and then we can just share about you and your love and what you've done in our lives. Thank you for the opportunity to be in ministry, and Lord, ask that you guide each of us, this day and what you'd have us to be involved in. Help us to break through the uncomfortableness. Help us to break through the doubts and help us to prioritize. And we love you and we thank you in your name. Amen.